well, what's your full name?
Kenneth Darrell.
Okay. Kenneth, and what's the middle one again?
Darrell. D-A-R-Y-L.
D-A-R-R?
D-A-R-Y-L.
Just one R.
D-A-R-Y-L.
Y-L. Okay. And the last name? Okay, and you were born?
Mobile.
And your address? Just the record.
Woodlore Drive.
Okay, here you go.
Woodlore Drive.
You better spell that one too.
W-O-O-D-L-O-R-E.
Drive. What would you say your occupation is at present?
Harbor style.
Are you actually employed as one right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about that. What do? You go to school and work as
a Well, like, during school, you have to work up to 1,100 hours, and then after your 1,100 hours, you're out on a training program. You have to work to 1,500 hours, and then you go up for your state board. And after your state board, you have to work 18 months apprenticeship, and then you qualify for your master's.
Well, wait, first of all, tell me, where are you?
Where am I?
Yeah, have you finished your 1,100?
I'm in my first stage of apprenticeship. You have two stages of apprenticeship. You go, from 1,100 hours to 1,500 hours of training, apprenticeship through the school. After 1,500 hours, you go and take your state board and your county board examinations. That comprises of you have to cut a head of hair, and you have to take a written test on both of them. And after then, you qualify for 18 more months. It's your second stage of apprenticeship.
I shouldn't be speaking. Do you know anything about tape recorders?
I know something about tapes. I like to listen to them.
Yeah, right. That's about all I know. Okay, now, well, tell me more about 1,100 hours literally?
It's like you get 6 hours and 10 minutes a day, 6 hours a day of school, and the course is 13 months.
So that 6 times...
It's supposed to come out to 1,500 hours.
Altogether. But that isn't necessarily 1,500 hours cutting hair.
Right.
It's listening. And
listening, observing. You go through different stages, you have 5 different stages before you graduate that you go through.
Well, tell me what those are, because I don't know anything about this.
All right, your first stage, you come in, and the first thing you do is learn how to start. You start from the right and work around to the left side of the head. Cutting taper cuts is from something to nothing. From nothing to something.
What's a taper cut?
That's like where it's skin. Skin, from nothing, no hair, just some hair.
Oh, I see, okay.
And they teach you that in your first stage, and then you get into more advanced stuff, then you start learning how to pick up hair and cut it.
Like mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. You learn how to pick it up in different angles.
There's a way to actually pick it up?
Different angles of cutting hair, and then you go through that. That's your second stage, and your third stage is chemicals and stuff like that.
You mean for dyeing?
Dyeing, coloring, and different types of body process, putting waves in hair through a chemical and taking waves out of hair.
Now, do you do this with men's hair too?
Mm-hmm. And then your fourth stage gets into your first stage of styling. Your fifth stage is your advanced stage of styling, using machines of, your trichoscope, analyzing hair and everything.
Like what?
A trichoscope.
Trichoscope?
Yeah, it analyzes the hair. You take a hair,
mm-hmm.
You just clip off a hair, mm-hmm. Put it under a microscope, and it magnifies it something 10,000 times. And it shows you. And there's a book that comes with this machine that analyzes the hair. When you see it, if it's oily, you want to get a conditioner that's not oily to put on the hair. You want to get something to strip that oil off.
Then don't you need the hair all the way up to the root? Because isn't it mostly oily at the top? Okay.
And you analyze that hair. They teach you all about that. It's a lot of fun.
So you've already done all that, right? Do you do your
hair?
Mm-hmm. Even in the back?
No, I don't cut the back. Just the sides
boring.
And the top. But it's pretty easy, I guess. It gets kind of boring at times having to get up and come to school.
I know.
And you'd much rather be going to work.
But still, you come out with a degree, mm-hmm. that makes you qualified.
Right.
Over other just normal barber tech guys who don't know how to do
all this. Well, back in, 1967, they had this grandfather clause, which were all these barbers that had been barbering before.
Mm-hmm.
They just went up and signed a little thing, and they give them